Okay, we'll come out of recess. We have Ms. Wyatt with the collector here.
As you know, Tannen County doesn't have a trustee now, and the collector acts on any property that goes through the 3 or 4 year sales. And a couple of years ago, we discovered when we were selling a property a bidder was interested in, the property next to it was in the name of Tannen County. And we searched as to what that was, and it was a piece of property that when the trustees had it, they had purchased it, and it had never came out of the, it had never been sold, so it was still the name of Tannen County. And we sent that at the time. We told them they had to talk to the county commission because it was in the Tannen County's name. And then I think last year, anyway, this gentleman came in, and he purchased a property that was like a fourth-year sale over the counter in the Marion Woods area, and he wanted the one next to it. And it was in Tannen County's name, and we told him. And I think he went upstairs and talked to someone upstairs and was – and they were given a list of all the property at that time. And I spoke with Shannon. She said that it was turned over to your attorneys at the time as to how to handle it. He came back a couple of weeks or so ago and said I needed to call him back on that property. And it took me a while to realize what he was talking about. It was one of these lots that was in Tannen County. The lots that you have before you are the ones, and so he called Commissioner Strahan. That's who had him. They had him call because he was on the eastern side. And then so I was asked to look at any property to get you a list, and that's the property before you that over the years a trustee has purchased it, and then it's never been sold, and it stayed in Tannen County's name. Now this. And I've searched out, and I've got copies of the deed showing that it came as a trustee deed, and I'll give them all to you guys, and you can have. The object, when a trustee is appointed under the statute, they are to then to act on behalf of those entities and then sell that property to get it back on the tax rolls. So that's and the statute shows how to do that. The way that we do it is we have it on the website for sale. Of course, at the sale, all of those that are at the sale, they're aware of that and know it. But it stays on the website, and we had a silent bid, and then anything that's left is still on the website, and people call periodically and make an offer. And if we sell it, then they pay their bid, and we give them a deed. And it puts it back on the tax rolls, and the entities are – none of these properties are very high-dollar properties, as you can probably imagine, because it went through the sale. So
do these properties – have you issued collector's deeds on them?
No. These properties are one of those – the recorder's office helped me on getting some of the deeds. One of them was 40 years ago when Doug Mankey was the trustee, and they just never did get sold. So, no, they're still in they're in Tannen County's name. And to issue a deed, then Tannen County would, I mean, they could, you know, put it on the web, and anyone can, or and they could announce in the newspaper, the radio, that there's these properties. And then if somebody comes forth and offers you an amount, you can accept that amount, and then you issue a deed, and your deed would have to come from Tannen County to this person. Our deed comes from Tannen County collector, like a tax sale deed, to the person, and then ours has a trail of each year how it's been offered for sale and in what name and so forth. But your deed is in Tannen County's name. And like I said, I have copies on some, and it would be issued to the person making the offer.
Do you have any acreage or footage or anything like that? Because a few years ago in the BOE, we had pieces of property that had adjoining properties that were like a ditch or a ravine mm-hmm. or something like that, that was a small portion of property that somebody didn't want to pay taxes on, and the BOE made the decision on what the value was to set it at the minimum on a lot of these things. Now, once in a while, you might run into a piece of property that was of value to the existing property that was beside it that would extend the value of that property once it was put on there. And that's what we need to take care of is if, and the appropriate way to do that, and I think you've already addressed this, is that you would put it on the website and then have a date of if they turned in silent bids or whatever, that you would consider the bids? Is that yes. what you would do?
Yes, and you alluded to something that we do that we found to be very good is then you get some that way, and then we have people that don't look at the website, that don't, and so our next step after January on anything that we've got left, we look at the neighbor. We go to the GIS site and look at the neighbors that join it. Like some of these that you have here are just, let's see, 24 hundredths of an acre. They're back in years ago, which I think we spoke about in the past, when you had a bid down of property instead mm-hmm. of going to the, and so it was the least amount of property for the bid off the tax. And like this one, the first one is 0.25 acres. So we look at it, the property owners that are next to it, and I have a form letter, a copy of it, that we send out to those and say and let them know that this has been offered for sale in an effort to get it back on the tax rolls. We offer you the opportunity to purchase this property adjacent to yours for a reasonable amount, and they make an offer. Then we let them know, because these are people. You look to see that they have paid their taxes current, that they are for the taxing entities. And then we send them a little aerial off of the GIS site and that form letter. And we send it to anybody that joins that property. And we had good luck that way. It improves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a good way to go about that. And do you need for us to make an approval for you to go ahead and set a date, or so how do you want us to do this?
Well, they're actually in the county's name, so it would be, you know, up to the county commission to operate it. Or there's one gentleman that wanted to make an offer. He was up there a year ago, and he came in, like I said the other day, that's what kind of prompted this back up again. If it were me, would want to put them on the website out there and add it to our list is out there. But then this list could be put on the website, these numbers, and they can click on that to go to the GIS site and they can look at it. And that gives however long them a chance to make an offer. I'd give a time limit of how long it's out there. And then after that time limit, whoever makes an offer, you would decide if it was feasible to make. And it may be $15, but these have not been on the tax rolls at all for many years. So whatever offer they make, if they would buy it, and if they were signed, then they sign an affidavit saying they're not delinquent on any taxes, and they have to be a resident of the state of Missouri for us. And then you would make a deed if you accepted that offer, and it could be $15 on, you know, one of these, then it would be back on the tax rolls, and it would be in that customer's name, and the county wouldn't have any liability if, for chance, that somebody was to do something on the property.
Didn't we give Mike the ability to
sign?
Well, to negotiate and then bring it back to us to sign on all properties, all real estate, or was that just on a specific mm-hmm. one?
I don't remember how that was, Brian, but I think I remember the conversation that we had about it, and I'm fine with that. If we've not already done that, I'm willing to do that and then him bring it back to the commission as presiding, and in that way we can get these properties back to these people that are interested in it now.
Because one of them is 0.06 acres. One of them is 0.06 acres. One's 0.0. I mean, so...
This is 0.15 acre on this one. It's 47 feet by 118 irregular.
There was one that was 75 by 35 earlier. I think it was like the third or fourth one down. So.
Yeah.
One was 0.9 or 0.09, 0.06.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? And you, if you have a bid on it, why don't you just present it to the commission, and he'll present it to Mike. He'll present it to us, and we'll approve it. That'd be the way to go about that. Just as soon as you get an offer on one of them, that you
negotiations can happen with Mike.
Yeah.
And then Mike can, whenever he's happy with the negotiations, then he can bring it to the commission for us to vote on.
Okay.
That's what we did on the, I don't remember what property that was, but that was something that we agreed to do.
Now, I do not know if in our program, because they're not an existing, because they're as an exempt parcel, because they're in Taney County's name, I don't think they can be added, I'll have to ask our programmer, to our site. Because it has to look at a tax code. It's on as an exempt parcel, and the collector doesn't get exempt parcels on her side. You see what I'm saying? So I think we can have, if you want, we can ask our programmer if he can list those on the website by it. I don't believe it can be included in with those that came through the tax sale, because they pull over from the tax sale with a tax code showing.
Yeah, but why can't you just list this, just like you have it here, on our website with those numbers on it, and for information, you contact the county collector on it.
Okay.
And then, at that point, you could set a date to sell those properties, and if they get a silent bid, be some properties you won't even get a bid on.
No,
but
you're
the
right.
Others, well, the ones that you can, we can get back on the website.
Yeah, and if you don't get a bid, like I say, the best thing that we found is click and find those adjoining neighbors and send them a letter, and you'd be surprised that once they know that it just improves their property, then it's better for everyone. So you want me to put it on the collector's website then? Is that what you want with the others?
Well, the county website, I think, would be where you would put it. It didn't make me any difference.
Well, what I'm saying is
the county website,
the collector page. The collector page. Because that's where they look for the property. Is that what you want to do?
Right.
Put it. I'll ask our programmer if he can
give them a certain date that they have to bid on those properties, and if it's close to those, you're already sending out the notification of property owners beside it. And if they get contact Mike, he can present it to the commission, and we'll get rid of it. We'll put it back on the tax roll.
Okay. Right now, what I'll do is have it put on the website as soon as I can. We're kind of in the going circles right now with tax season. So as soon as I can, I'll just have it put on the website and a note by it, and then the rest, they can make the offer to you gentlemen. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Recess for 3 minutes.